Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome to the Midday Interview here on WHQR. One of the most beautiful galleries in downtown Wilmington is celebrating 5 years in business. Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts is having their fifth anniversary celebration this Friday night from 5 to 9 with refreshments and lots of friends gathered around. It'll be part of the fourth Friday gallery night that always happens downtown. And it will be from, as I said, from 5 to 9. And the gallery is in the Cotton Exchange. Here to tell us all about this wonderful group and what they're celebrating is Pat Holloman, the president of Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts, and Iris Simmons, one of the participating artists. So good afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jamila.
Nice to be here.
Now, how did it all begin? 5 years ago, how many artists? Where were you? What was the thought that got you cooking?
Well, what actually got us started was a group of potters who had been doing some juried shows, and we were getting to an age where it wasn't fun anymore. And we were looking for a place to show our work, and really Wilmington didn't have a place. Most of the galleries catered towards paintings and photography, and it was hard to find a place to sell a mug. So we got a group of potters together, and we looked for a place so we could open a pottery shop. And then we realized we had met a lot of other fine craftspeople along the way who also didn't have a place. They were doing shows. So we decided we were no longer in show business, that we were going to find a brick-and-mortar place to show our work. And so we started inviting other artists who had the same problem. And we called it Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts, and we decided it would be a co-op gallery. It was a group of women, actually, who started it. And then we started inviting friends and that we knew who were very talented. And following that, you know, other people started knocking on our door. And so we've added it currently to, we have 20 artists participating.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, how does a cooperative gallery work?
The way we operate is that we all pay towards the rent in the Cotton Exchange, and then we all work at the gallery. So anytime you go into the gallery, there'll be two different artists working. And we know everybody's work. We're family, actually. We've been together for a long time. So what we do is most of what we sell goes directly to the artists, and depending on how much they do in the gallery, anywhere from 80 to 90% goes directly to the artists.
So that's wonderful.
The corporation, quote unquote, sort of holds the group together. It doesn't really make money. It keeps the money flowing to the artists. And that was the mission of Port City Pottery, is to find a space where local artists could show and sell their work. And we have fulfilled that mission, certainly, because we've been quite successful at that.
You know, one of the things that I'm impressed with there is you're saying 80 to 90% of the money that comes in goes right back to the artists. Because in most commercial galleries, of course, it's more like a 30-70 split or a 40-60 split.
Or 50-50.
Or 50-50. And, you know, there's so much work and time and passion and love that goes into any work of art. It's hard not to have it valued, you know, and be able to get something back for it, enough that you feel like your time is being appreciated. So that's a lovely thing. I can see why artists are drawn to be part of this cooperative.
Yes.
Now, Iris Simmons, you are a quilter, and you're one of the participating artists.
I am indeed, yes.
And how long have you been working with them?
I've been with them since its inception.
Ah.
I've been there 5 years. And as a participating artist, I can echo some of what Pat said. I guess Pat is a little modest about it, but truly the four owners of the gallery do indeed set the tone and make it a pleasure to work there. And it does feel exactly like a family. And I think that when people, artists, are happy, it's reflected in their work. So when I come into the gallery to work, it feels like walking into a candy store because there's always new stuff there. And there is a sense of support among the artists. It's a wonderful group to be a part of. It feels good. I think that's one of the main reasons it's lasted so long.
Yes, I wondered what are some of the keys to your success?
Well, I think the owners set the tone. They're very supportive. They listen to the artists. That they are just wonderful, warm people to work with. And people are happy. Mm-hmm. So it's just a fun, happy place to be.
Now, when you talk about owners, now of the 20 artists that are currently exhibiting there, they're all owners? They all part of the cooperative?
Well, we're all part of the cooperative, but
yes,
there are actually four of us who own the corporation that I mentioned that really is, it doesn't really make money. It just holds the group together.
Good.
Yes. And when we started this, we really wanted this to be a great adventure. I mean, most of us had professional careers, and actually 80% of the artists there had professional careers, what I call, we had day jobs.
Right.
But we did our art along the way. And then in retirement, we were looking for a place to continue that and do it even more than we were able to do it before. So we wanted this to be a happy place, some place that people enjoyed. This was going to be fun, and that's, we've tried to keep it fun and keep it upbeat. And even as people come into the gallery, we don't want visitors to feel like they have to be an artiste to come in. Mm-hmm. We want them to feel that everyone is welcome, that it's a place that's fun, and come in and just look. If you just want to look, it's fine with us.
Boy, it's one of my favorite places to go and wander in downtown. Have you always been in the Cotton Exchange from the beginning?
Yes, we have.
That's
right,
helpful, too.
Yes, this is our spot, and we've been very happy with that location. And initially, you know, we get a lot of visitors, certainly. But what's been fun is some people come down to this area every summer, and they get the same little place to rent. And they make us one of their stops, which is, they tell us, this is
Lovely.
One of the stops we have to make in the summer when we're here. But then also, we have been very fortunate having a lot of local folks that have been our supporters. And when they need a gift for Mother's Day or birthday or an anniversary, they're coming to us, and they're having something. Plus, all the work here is locally made. All of our artists live within 30 or 40 minutes of the shop, so it's very, very local Wilmington art.
And the actual salespeople are your artists.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Pat Holloman and Iris Simmons from Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts, delighted to be celebrating their fifth anniversary. They're having a party Friday night from 5 to 9. Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts is in the Cotton Exchange downtown, up on the Front Street level. If you come in the entrance where you have Java Dogs on one side and Occasions stationery on the other, walk right down that hallway and you will see Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts. Let's talk a little bit about the party on Friday night, what you expect to be happening that night, what kind of goodies you have in store.
We have all kinds of food to eat and drink. And in addition to that, every 15 or 20 minutes, we will be giving away door prizes of art from the artists. So that's always a big draw. So the more people come down, they have a, you know, good chance. And there's quite a few pieces all through the night we'll be giving them away. And actually, all through tomorrow, we'll have refreshments at the gallery. But the big party starts at 5.
Wonderful.
That's when we open. Pop the wine bottle.
Sounds good. Okay. Now, we just have a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk with both of you about your own artwork. Iris, you've been on the air before speaking of your gorgeous quilting. Talk a little bit about your life as an artist who quilts.
Well, it's pretty boring to some people, but...
Not to you.
No. It's very inspirational to me. I go upstairs to the studio every morning, or the mornings that I'm there. And the fun thing about the process I go through is that I never know what the end product is going to end up looking like. So it's kind of like an evolving process as I work on a particular piece or two or three pieces. And I generally am involved in two or three pieces of art at a time. But it's sort of a release to just be free to design as you will. And if you're not happy with it, you can just chuck it into, okay, that's my corner over there. But it's very, very inspirational. And I get inspiration from the larger art quilt community.
A lot of quilters
around. Yeah, an awful lot. And there's an international chat room that I participate in. And that, too, is a lot of fun. Yeah.
I never thought of quilting as something that you wouldn't plan out carefully and have your end product in mind. You say it's more a creative process where it starts to go a direction you weren't expecting as you're in the middle of a project.
Yeah, well, different people work different ways.
Mm-hmm.
With me, it's just totally improvisational. I don't do any sketching ahead of time. I don't have any preconceived notions. I might have a concept or an idea in my head where I would like it to go, but I don't have a design in mind. Mm-hmm. So the design and creative process is what fuels me and keeps me extremely interested in what I'm doing.
Pat, how about you as a potter? Do you know what you're going to create when you sit down at the wheel?
Yeah, I do. I would like to also say about Iris's work that if you come into our gallery, she brings so much texture and color and vibrance to the whole gallery.
That.
So I just wanted to say that about Iris's work. And in terms of my own, I do the thing at being a retired person and wanting, I make what I feel like making.
Uh-huh.
But I do, when I sit down to the wheel, I know I'm going to make a bowl or a mug or a platter or a plate. I do know that.
Right.
You kind of have to know that with pottery.
Because
It won't go where you don't want it to go.
Yeah.
But the different glazes, I think, are very interesting. The glaze choice can make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love glazes. I love color, and I love movement in glazes.
Yes.
So I guess my favorite thing to make is large bowls where you can look in and see some things going on in there.
Beautiful.
That's fun for me.
Just two of the 20 wonderful artists that are part of Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts celebrating their 5th anniversary. You can stop by the gallery all day Friday and have some refreshments, but the big party starts 5 o'clock Friday evening, runs from 5 to 9 as part of 4th Friday Gallery Night, and Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts is in the Cotton Exchange. You can look at their website, portcitypottery.com, to find out more about them, or you can give them a call at 763-7111. Thank you so much, Iris Simmons and Pat Holloman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamila. It's been a pleasure.
This is WHQR.